Hello, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books I wrote and talk about them here. I hope you enjoy the show with me. This is your host, Hidemi Woods. I'm reading an episode from the book I wrote, An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today, I'll read an episode titled TV Talent Show. This is about a local TV program that my sister tried to appear on. TV Talent Show. When my younger sister had learned Japanese dancing for a couple of years, my mother decided to get her on a local TV talent show. Unlike me, my sister was always my mother's pride for her prettiness. To be on the show, there was an audition in a city about 20 miles away from our home. My father was going to drive them there. I assumed they would go with just three of them, leaving me behind as usual. For this particular occasion, though, I felt rather happy not to join them because I had borne a grudge against Japanese dancing since my mother let my sister take lessons, not me. But my mother had the nerve to demand me to come with them to the audition, saying that it was a huge event for my sister and I should show support for her. I got in the car, not for her audition, but for a possibility to eat out at a restaurant on our way back, which we hardly did, and the three of them might do without me. My mother was never punctual, and we were already late by the time we left home. From then, things were just like the movie Little Miss Sunshine. When we got there, the registration was closing, and the judges were leaving. My mother desperately begged for the audition. They reluctantly allowed it with the obvious intention of making it finish quickly. After my sister danced for a few seconds, they stopped the music and said, "Thank you." I kept asking my mother if it meant she passed or not while my sister gloomily undressed. When my mother admitted my sister failed, I felt over the moon. I thought justice had been served. I was in an utterly good mood and was saying, "Let's eat out. Which restaurant shall we go?" all the way in the dismal car. My parents and my sister were too depressed to respond to me, and we ended up going straight home. I couldn't get to eat out after all. That was today's episode. When this happened, I was probably 13 or 14 years old, and my sister was 9 or 10. And this local TV show was quite popular in the western part of Japan, the local area where I lived. And so it's ordinary, it's for not, it's not for the professional celebrities. It's for the amateur persons with regular, ordinary, general public people with some talent, such as singing or impersonation or dancing or magic tricks, something like that. And the my mother sometimes saw it, saw the program on TV, and she was somehow convinced that my sister would definitely have to be on this show, because to my mother, my sister was the best. My sister was better than anyone else on the show. That better than anyone that the show had ever introduced. So she believed that my sister was the one who had to be on the show. Among other people, she was the one. And she signed up for the audition for the show. And when the date was fixed for the audition, until the day, the audition day came, my mother was had been so confident she, my sister, would pass the audition. She, my mother, never doubted the audition was already my sister's hands to my mother, because she thought my sister was pretty and good at Japanese dancing. So she was good, kind of best, and the prettiest in her mother's eyes. So there was no reason to her that my sister would fail. And I had been so annoyed during these fuss about the audition and TV show because to begin with, I didn't agree that my sister would appear on TV. I didn't want her to be on TV. because to begin with, I had too many uncomfortable experiences about my sister's Japanese dancing lessons. So when it came to Japanese dancing lessons, bad things always followed me. There was no such thing as a good memory or good experience accompanied with my sister's Japanese dancing. And first of all, as I had talked it before here, I was the one who wanted to take Japanese dancing lessons, but my mother didn't allow me. But she, for some reason, she let my sister take lessons, not me. And I felt extremely unfair about it from the start. And I didn't take lessons, and my sister took them, and my mother took Japanese lessons as well as her hobby. And so to take my mother and my sister to the lessons, my father would drive them. So once a week, three of them went out together without me. And I left alone at home, being so hungry, waiting for the dinner time, waiting for them to come back. So it was so annoying, uncomfortable, unpleasant for me. And my sister's Japanese dancing lessons were a torment enough for me. But now, there came a TV show. My mother tried to get my sister on TV, not me. Basically, I was the one who wanted to appear on TV all my life. And my mother knew it, but she never did any effort to get me on TV. She didn't do anything about my wish to be on TV. But when it came to my sister, she was so intently, so tried to so hard to get my sister to appear on TV. I felt so unfair again. I couldn't stand to see those things happen to me repeatedly so many times, again and again. Always I felt I was treated unfairly compared to my sister's treatment. And by the way, for the record, I had been on TV. I have appeared on TV for 3 times in my entire life. Have you ever been on TV? I'm sure that some of you listening to it have appeared on TV happened to be on TV or intentionally, but either way, some of you must have been on TV before. But for me, I have for 3 times. One was when I was 3 or 4 years old, and it was before my sister was born, and my parents and I went to the local small amusement park, just 3 of us. Then a TV crew was searching for the location and searching for materials for a weather forecast program. And they spotted me and asked me to appear on the back of the weather forecast. And they shoot that I was running, and they shoot me running over the bridge or the small road, and they gave me a candy for guarantee, instead of the payment. That was my first work, I think. And that weather forecast show was aired in the really, really late, late at night, almost in the morning, 2 or 1 or 2 in the morning. So basically nobody watched it But it's just a short spot for the weather forecast, probably 3 or 5 minutes. And I was just running behind the sunny icons or cloud icons or rain icons. And it was aired about for 1 month. I had a regular program. I had a regular program for a month when I was 4 years old. And the second time was after I grew up, and after I already started a career as a musician, I sang in a local program, music program, really local program, with my band. That was the second time. And the third time was interesting. And when I was headed for the train station, there was the TV crew was shooting an interview of comedians, and I was running toward the station behind those comedians. So I accidentally appeared on TV. So anyway, when this TV talent show for my sister happened, I was so upset. I was quite furious, and I kept saying unfair, unfair. I was the one who wanted to appear on TV or something, but I was always grumbling about my sister, complaining about my sister. So my mother kind of ignored me as her habit. It was better for her to ignore me because I didn't stop complaining about unfair treatment. And of course, in the end, my sister failed, and I was really reluctant to join them to the audition. In a way, I was forced to go with them to the audition. My mother told me to show support for once for my sister, which I didn't want to do because I never felt support for her. But she insisted and made me to go with them. So I agreed to go with them just because I wanted to eat out that day. And while I had still a chance to go out. My sister failed the audition, so I was so happy. I really remember I felt justice was served. And my sister failed, and now it's time to go to the restaurant and have dinner. I was so really over the moon, and I was in such a good mood. But my mother and my sister was all gloomy, so depressed, and they were in no mood for going, for eating out or something. They lost their appetite. They were just so discouraged. And we went straight home while I kept saying, why? Let's go, let's eat out. So I think I was just doing some revenge, showing them my happiness to see my sister fail. But in the end, I accompanied them to the audition just for a chance to eat out at a restaurant. But I didn't get it after all. We came straight home and had a dismal dinner time. So we didn't eat out, so I couldn't get what I wanted. And my mother and my sister also didn't get what they wanted either, because the audition was the mess. And so just nobody's wishes came true that day. But it was maybe the only good thing that happened related to my sister's Japanese dancing for me. Not for me, for them. I mean, I saw the fortune was turned, 'cause bad things about Japanese dancing happened to my mother and my sister. and a good thing, really, good thing finally happened to me related to my sister's Japanese dancing. So it was the only happy memory I had related to my sister's Japanese dancing. So it's not all bad for me, except for not being able to eat out that night. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Hidemi Woods. I hope you join me again soon. Until next time, take care and be well.
Audiobook, The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hidemi Woods on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.